This is KCLA FM, Los Angeles. Now broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world on web radio at KCLAFM.com. Stay tuned for more.
Are you ready?
WebRadio.com, your internet radio destination for the new millennium. Live anytime.
On any day.
From anywhere. It's WebRadio.com. Nothing can compare to what's happening across the network. So come listen to this station live at WebRadio.com with music,
news,
sports,
whatever your taste.
It's there. Web Radio also has some cool giveaways all the time. Be sure to check it out. WebRadio.com. WebRadio.com.
You're listening to the Dating Advice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Advice Girl here on 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles, California. How the heck are ya? I'm doing well. It's been a whirlwind of a last couple days, but we have coffee, so we're making it happen, and we're in the studio. Yes. Okay, so this is going to be a really fun episode of the show. I pre-recorded an interview with dating coaches, I guess they're more men's confidence coaches, Brian and Dave from thefearlessman.com. Check them out. Check out their website. Yeah, they do these amazing workshops and seminars for guys who are basically looking to boost their self-confidence, get more comfortable chatting with women, approaching women, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, they're really great, and I actually have been a part of their workshops in the past, and I've also sat in on their workshops, and I just think they do amazing work because, you know, we actually talk about this in the interview, you know, where do you learn how to be more confident or how to, you know, be less fearful of approaching people in general, but especially, you know, someone you might be interested in dating? There aren't really places to learn that other than workshops like these. So, yeah, they're really great guys, and they really do help these guys on a whole bunch of levels. Before we get to the interview, though, I just want to give a shout-out to YoAdvice.com. Yay, YoAdvice. I just want to say thank you so much for naming me one of the 20 most followed dating experts on Twitter. Oh my God, thank you so much. You know, in the same company with Dan Savage and Patty Stanger, Millionaire Matchmaker, and other everyone. I'm totally flattered. Thank you so much for including me on your list. That's amazing. Yeah, thanks. Yo Advice. Their website is yoadvice.com. And I will have a link to me being featured on there on my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. For more dating advice, fabulousness, etc., go to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com. If you aren't already following me on social media, please do. I'll follow you back. And, you know, it's fun times. And I do share a lot of stuff. I post a ton of stuff. So, yeah, I'm on Facebook, facebook.com/thedatingadvicegirl. Twitter at datingadvicegrl. Same with Instagram at datingadvicegrl. I'm on Pinterest, The Dating Advice Girl. I'm on Google Plus, The Dating Advice Girl. I'm on a whole bunch of stuff. YouTube.com/TheDatingAdviceGirl. Find me, follow me, like me. There you go. All right, so let's jump right into the interview with Brian and Dave from The Fearless Man. Again, they're going to run, they basically are going to tell, give some tips to the guys listening now, how to be more confident. They actually start talking about how to, like, you know, be confident from your, like, by feeling from your groin area, boys. Yes, I know. Stay with me. It's a really interesting interview because that's a very powerful place for a guy to draw from if he's not feeling confident. And not in a weird, like, aggressive way, just meaning there's a lot of power in our chakras. Anyway, they explain it way better than I do. So without further ado, here is my interview with the fabulous boys of The Fearless Man. Here with Brian and Dave from Fearless. Their website is www.thefearlessman.com, and they do amazing workshops for men who are basically just trying to get over their fear, perhaps, of meeting women. And you know, you guys probably can explain this way better than I can. So tell my audience, who are mostly single guys actually, tell them what you do and how you help guys.
The way we primarily help guys is to become more, in a sense, fearless. The way we look at it is I saw two approaches to meeting women and getting better with women when I started this journey many years ago. Mm-hmm. And one of the approaches, or the most common approach I saw, or the only approach I really saw, was do these three tricks and get the girl. Do this and get the girl. Learn how to do this and get a kiss. Learn how to do this and get a girl's phone number.
You saw this from other coaches
Okay. That was the message I got everywhere. And it kind of frustrated me because what I was really looking for was, yeah, I wanted to meet the girl. But what I really wanted was not just to get the girl, but to feel good about myself, to feel confident about myself. When I saw that girl that was beautiful standing there, mm-hmm. that everybody was noticing, I wanted to feel, whether people noticed me or not, just as valuable.
Of course. Self-esteem.
Exactly.
So you guys teach some self-esteem in your workshops as well. It's not just how to get a girl or how to, you know, get a girlfriend, that kind of stuff. There's self-esteem attached as well.
We teach men to be powerfully present. We teach men to step into tension and be calm, centered, and comfortable under tension. We teach men when they're not calm how to deal with it. We teach men how to, in a sense, build up their personal power so that it not only affects their dating life, but it affects every part of their life. One of the things we love to say is if you picture a guy who knows he's good with women, who's solid with women, does he walk into a bar or walk down the street saying, I got to figure out a way to get a girl attracted to me. I hope a girl gets attracted to me.
No.
No, not at all.
Not at all.
He says, I know girls get attracted to me. It's just the way it is. He doesn't worry about it, doesn't think about it, doesn't fret over it. And this is true in every part of life. When you've got this core part of you that feels powerful as a man, going out and starting a business is something you expect to succeed. You expect the business to take off.
Yeah.
You expect success with women. Yeah, you're not going to get every woman.
Right.
You're not compatible with every woman. And
right.
You know that, and you let them, and you let it go as fast. Like a girl comes into your life, doesn't work out. You don't sit there and get hung up for months.
But people do that all the time. And actually, when I coach men and women, actually, that's one thing I talk a lot about. Like, not everyone's going to like you. Like, mm-hmm. yes, guys or girls, you know, Halle Berry's beautiful, or yes, Ryan Gosling, whatever, but I actually am not attracted to Ryan Gosling. That just goes to show that not everyone's going to be attracted to you, so you just move on and don't take it so personally. You know, it's all about not taking it personally. What's that book? Is it Four Agreements?
I have it on my bookshelf.
Yeah, it's a great book, and one of the agreements is don't take things personally, which is great that you're reinforcing that, you know,
One of the principles we start teaching day one when guys start working with us is not indifference to the situation, but indifference to outcome.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's this idea that the more indifferent to outcome you can become, which is developable, you can develop, that's not even a word. You can develop this ability within you.
Yeah.
And the more you develop it within you, the more actually invested in the interaction you become, the more emotion, the more feeling, because you're less worried about what'll happen if she rejects
you.
You're less worried about
the result,
getting her to do something, mm-hmm. and you're just free. And in that, the weird thing is then a lot of the time, what you want to happen happens because you're unattached.
It's amazing. Yeah. It's magic. Kind of is, though. Like, it kind of is magical in that way. You know, I think we put so much emphasis on, like, I know I'm a little bit of a control freak myself, and so sometimes it's like, you know, you guys probably have seen a little bit of a little bit alpha, but you know, it's so easy to attach that to meeting people in relationships as well, and then, you know, oh my God, I can't control if this person likes me or not, oh no, and then it becomes this whole thing. Whereas if you just work on yourself and become the best person you can be, work on social skills and self-esteem and that kind of thing, your world totally changes.
Yeah, and it actually makes me wonder. So a lot of these guys out there, if they got the girl that they dream about in movies and television, mm-hmm. and TV, if they really had true indifference to outcome, they were really solid in themselves and believed they were attractive, how many of those girls, once they got them, they would just lose interest in it?
Oh, totally.
Yeah, because they're we're just not compatible. Why, you know?
Yeah.
If she looked good on screen, or she looked good in print.
I've actually had a decent amount of exes say that to me. They're like, yeah, like, because I was maybe, like, the fun one that they dated for a while, and then they dated wifey, the one that was good on paper, that they were like, oh, that's the one I want to be with, and then they married him or whatever, and got divorced, and they're like, oh, my God, it was awful. Like, but I thought that was what I wanted, because society says I should want that, and my parents say I should want that, and all these things, you know, it's so crazy, I know. So, you guys were kind enough to invite me to one of your workshops about a week ago, and, I mean, I've worked with you before, Brian.
Yeah, several
workshops. I've known you. Five, six, eight.
Yeah, somewhere in that range.
Long time ago we met. Okay. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I participated in your workshops and been, like, observed your workshops, and it's just amazing the kind of work you do. You know, I'm always fascinated. As a girl, I feel like a special, like, of, like, fly on the wall, so to speak, to see what's happening, because most women have no idea about this kind of stuff. And they just, I think a lot of women take for granted and just assume that guys are just naturally confident, or, like, and that's why, I tell women to take it easy when they reject a guy or, like, turn him down for a date, because it's like, you don't know what he's had to go through to even walk up to you in that bar. It's not that easy for every guy. So, like, to be flippant or, like, you know, be a jerk about, you know, it's like, oh, man. So when I've been in the workshops here with you guys, it's just so great to see these guys work through their fear and their issues, you know. Like, what's like, something you guys notice that's, like, a common theme from the guys who come to the workshops, like, something they're trying to overcome or work on? Is there, like, one thing or a couple of things?
Lots of things. You want to take it?
There's a tremendous amount, actually. The biggest thing that we see is, you know, what's called the nice guy syndrome. Dr. Glover wrote the book, and it's an amazing book. And
No More Mr. Nice Guy.
Yeah, No More Mr. Nice Guy. Mm. And that is one of the biggest issues we see, where these guys come in, they aren't in touch with their own wants, needs, and desires, so therefore, for them to go after anything in life that's outside the box or unsafe is like, whoa, what am I doing? Mm. I personally see, not only just the guys we work with, but in this entire country, a huge lack of masculinity.
Interesting. Well, the city's an interesting place, too. I love Los Angeles, but there's definitely a hybrid of a metrosexual man that I hear all the time from women.
Yes.
Women all the time are like, I just want, like, where are the dudes? Like, I personally like a more metro guy, but there's a lot of girls who are still looking for an alpha man. They're harder and harder to find.
They truly are. I'm not from L.A., and I've run into several women who are like, oh my God, you're a rarity. Like,
yeah.
Where did you come from?
I don't think that's because you're not from LA, because we see this all over the world.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, me personally, from personal experience, but yeah, we see it everywhere. I mean, we've traveled all through Europe. Just got back from Romania, and it's even going on there. Women are just fed up with the lack of. Now, there are pockets where masculinity is still very prevalent.
Of course.
But even in a place like Romania, very close to Russia, you would think that that would be a, you know, no-brainer.
Oh, yeah, totally.
But the women are furious.
The women are furious.
They are fed up with men not showing up and being men. And that's one thing that, that I really harp on the guys that I work with is, is helping develop that masculinity in them with the work that we do, and coupled with Brian's ability to go way into the subconscious and get them further in their bodies. Once they do that, then I can work on the, I'll work on them with the development of their masculinity from their place of power. And the results are amazing.
Can we just talk about that place of power real quick? Because I was, it was actually really cool the first time I saw Brian do this. And you guys, I mean, you literally were talking about, like, get centered in your, like, groin ball area. And I was like, wow. But I'm like, that makes sense. Like, I get it, you know?
Because a lot of men are incredibly ashamed of their sexual wants, needs, and desires. They really
Which, again, society, in society, you wouldn't expect that. I feel like in society, especially women, are like, but all dudes are, like, in touch with that. And that's just, they know, you know, they're sexual and all these things. But that's not the case. I've actually known a decent amount of asexual men. Or guys who are just kind of not interested in sex, which is totally fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But it's there's an assumption that's made that men are just, that's just their thing, and they just know how to do it, and it's just, that's
we
the case.
We find with the nice guys, and people who have really bad nice guy syndromes tend to be more conservative sexually. And they think they are, and they act like they are, and as they get more into their masculine, more and more desires come out. They get more excited about sex. They get more passionate about sex. They get more raw about sex. But while they're in their nice guy syndrome, they tend to not have permission to be that raw, that passionate. And because of that, there's so much shame that they won't go there. And they tell themselves, I just like the simple. I like this.
And if they do, fine. But if they don't, then it's like you guys help them to find that other thing.
We just did that with a client yesterday, or 2 days ago. It's like, I'm not into any of that stuff. And we took them through like a kink checklist, basically. And discussed why it is they didn't like it, but we're watching their reactions energetically and their actions, their energy actions were, hey, I really do like this. And we helped them explore why it is that they were pushing it away and saying no.
So really understand what Dave just said there. We don't want to force anything on anybody. What we want to do is look at their subcommunication when they're going through this list, and then we see where their body gets excited, but then they're saying no, 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 but they're all, you can see they're getting turned on by at the same time. Those are the ones we want to explore.
That's amazing.
There's something else under the surface, and it's about digging in. And also what you talked about, getting down in the balls, I see a lot of people say that. For years, I'd see people, get down in your balls, breathe through your balls. But nobody ever got it. Nobody ever understood what that meant. And that's an actual training to actually be able to feel, not think about what it feels like, but to actually slow this down and actually go into a state where you can feel down here.
Which
creates a whole different sensation for the person you're talking to.
Of course. You mentioned you have one female client.
I've had several over the years. I've had clients will bring me girlfriends, wives, people they've married, that, and then the girlfriend or the wife will work with us too on stuff. So that's how we usually end up getting them.
So is
they
that
in various ways though?
This is interesting. So back to that point. So can a woman feel from their vag area and draw from that just like a guy could draw from the ball area?
Interesting.
Fascinating.
It's amazing when you understand these concepts and you're connecting with a woman, how much her body is heating up in all those areas because she's turning on, you're turned
on. And you feel it.
Feel each other's turn on.
Yeah.
And that leads to just amazing sex.
All right, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll come back because that just got real interesting. More with Brian and Dave. Other way.
All right, so you heard me. We're going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be back in a sec.
Another great place to use Visa.
They say that on the Champs-Élysées in Paris, the brioches are so delicate and the pain au chocolat so delicious, you'd almost think you were at Pike Place Market in Seattle, where you'll find Le Panier, one of the finest French bakeries around. But if you want a taste of Le Panier's world-class casse-croûte, bring a discerning palate and your Visa card. Because at Le Panier, they take baking to an art, but they don't take American Express. Visa, it's everywhere you want to be.
your fun.
That's the straightening of the great mint.
Double mint gum.
Double your sentiment, your merriment. Double your moment of fun. Double your delightment with the right mint. For refreshment, it's the only one.
Double your pleasure, double your fun.
That's the statement of the great mint.
Double mint gum.
Vice Girl Radio Show on 99.3 KCLA FM, your source for dating advice in Los Angeles.
Okay, so we're back with Brian and Dave. I looked at you guys the right way this time. I was doing it the opposite way. Anyway,
you look a lot alike, I know.
Oh my God, you're like twins. So we're back. Their company is Fearless. The website, www.thefearlessman.com. And we're talking about how they help guys specifically, but some women as well, just get more comfortable with dating, meeting people, mating and relating, and social skills and self-confidence, which is all, it's a lot of stuff, but they do it amazingly well. And again, I've been, you know, part of their workshops, I've seen their workshops, and it's really amazing the work that they do. It's almost like therapy in some ways.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I know we want to go back to the whole sex thing, we kind of left the cliffhanger before the break. But it's really amazing. Like, there was one specific guy who was here at the workshop that I interacted with, and he was in tears several times during our interaction. And there was something. I'm pretty intuitive, and just, you know, I've been doing this for 7 years, and there was something that hit. I mentioned something to him, something that I thought that could help him with his specific things that he was going through, and he was like, "Thank you so much for saying that," like, and burst into tears even more. And, you know, it really felt like therapy. And I mean, unless you have a therapist, where else do people learn to get in touch with their feelings? It's amazing that you guys are tapping into that.
We don't like to call it therapy, even though some people might say that, because...
it feels like it. It's not.
Sitting here. We don't want to sit here and rehash your past and rehash your childhood. If that stuff comes up on its own and during an exercise and you want to say, "Oh, this happened to me," and let it out, and that's great.
Mm-hmm.
We can work with that.
Mm-hmm.
What we really do is get you down into the core of your body.
Mm.
Where this, in modern science, there's books written on this. You can look it up on the internet. The brain is a second gut. Or the second gut is a brain, or the gut is a second brain.
There's a brain
okay.
in there.
Yeah, it's a brain. They say this is your second brain. Okay, so the gut is a second brain.
Yeah.
And this is hardwired, this area, if in recent studies, they're noticing is hardwired to the spine, and then it goes up to the brain,
mm.
and they communicate back and forth. This is where instincts come from.
Totally.
Feelings.
Mm.
This is where the thoughts and the storage and all that stuff comes from. And when you get more in touch with here than here,
yeah.
you start letting go of all that old shit really fast. You don't
yeah.
need to sit here and talk about what so-and-so did to you when you were 10 for 5 years before you let it go. It just starts coming out,
yeah.
and you go free.
Well, and the other thing I would add to that is that when you're in touch with the gut or the intuition, you're clear about what's okay and what's not okay for you.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what, I mean, women, you know, we ignore our intuition all the time, but we do have a heightened intuition, in my opinion.
Yes.
But, you know, a lot of times it's like, because we want something, just people in general, because we want something, we ignore that feeling. And it's so important to be in touch with it.
Way too much. Yeah.
Oh, my God, you know?
And
yeah.
then you wonder why everything's going wrong.
Yeah.
Or we think we're following our intuition, but we're really following... our ego, in a sense. We're
ego,
really following that part of us.
Desire
yeah, yeah.
for something
yeah,
that
my
I want
intuition
to
just told me to have that whole box of chocolates. No, probably, no, that's something else.
Oh, I think I've said that before.
Yeah.
Okay. So. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so back to sex. So, okay, so both men and women, you were saying, Dave, both men...
We triggered you with that chocolate.
I know, I was like, ooh, good transition. I know, it was like chocolate
sex.
It goes
together.
It makes sense,
yeah.
Totally. Yeah, so you were saying that both men and women can get in touch with that area, you know, the special area. And they can gain, I guess explain more, like they can gain confidence from tapping into that area? Is that what
yeah.
it is? Or, wow, I mean, that makes a lot of sense. But, okay, can you just, real quick, I mean, how would someone tap into that area? I mean, just give us a quick version, because someone should, they should come to your workshop to learn really how to do it. But how does one even, like, if I'm just here and I'm like, I've never done that, how would I tap in, like, what would I say, would I say something to that area to get tapped into? How do you do that?
Do you want me to do this one, or you go?
I'll let you do this one. He's pretty good at explaining it.
Okay. It's in meditation, you have to slow down the brainwave activity, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's the same thing to feel down here. Like, you can't just shut off your brain. If you just shut off your brain, where does that energy go? It's got to go somewhere.
Totally.
So to get your brainwave activity to slow down, you have to put it somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, when people who are very heady, men for the most part.
And Aaron.
Some girls, yes. They tend to, when they try to shut off the brain, actually think about shutting off the brain, thereby activating the brain again. And then they tend to focus on the stomach from the brain, and they never get that effect.
So it's just a lot of thinking.
Yeah, and this goes faster. We call it the spins. It gets faster and faster. Pretty soon you're in a spin up here.
Mm-hmm.
So what you really got to do is... It takes a little bit to get this. You got to learn to relax the brain and actually truly let the feeling in here become primary.
I'm going to try to do this as you're saying.
So then I'm going to help you do it.
Okay.
So
relaxing the brain.
Well, first off, feel me. Just because if you work with another person's presence,
because
I'm going to start slowing my brain down a little bit. If you work with another person's presence, they actually start to slow down and relax themselves.
Oh, that's funny. So when he says feel him, he doesn't mean like feel him. He means
feel
his presence and energy and connect in that way.
Exactly.
And it's true. As soon as he slowed down his speaking, I was like, I'm with him on this journey.
I'm actually slowing down inside my own brain. And that causes me to relax inside, then you can feel that. Because we can all feel each other, just like animals can feel each other.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
So the next piece is, you've been to a movie, right?
Of course.
Okay. Can you control the movie?
No.
Okay. We try to control everything, and that's what makes the brain speed up.
Because
we have to think to control.
Yes.
So what if you just try on this idea that you don't control your body? Your body... controls itself.
Okay.
And just play it. It's like let's just play this as like a little game.
Can we do this in 2 minutes?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
Super easy.
Okay.
Super easy. So imagine you're watching that movie.
Okay.
And you just have to surrender to the scene, right? You
can. Yes.
Okay, so what I want you to do is ask yourself to feel into your stomach or feel into your gut and not try to feel anything and just feel and notice what happens. Just surrender to the idea.
Yeah.
And
you get present to it.
Right. Now, I want you to imagine feeling into the gut. Notice the difference. Use your mind to imagine the gut. Think about it.
Oh, yeah. It's just all, energy's all up here.
Right. So you got to, the first step is to recognize
it. It's like you got to let this go first, and then you're able to feel other things.
Yeah. You got to be able to separate the difference between thinking about feeling or letting the imagination come to you, like be delivered to you from the gut versus thinking about the gut. And that's a trick that most people get confused.
That's a good trick.
Uh-huh. And once you get that difference, then you can start truly feeling down here. And then the key is you got all these stories with emotions attached to them, right?
Of course. Failures and losses and breakups and all that when he says stories.
Stories, beliefs, thoughts. Everybody's heard all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So what we want to do is separate, analyze the story.
Right.
Break it up.
From the past.
We want to drain the emotion out of the story, and then the story can still be there, but it's just a memory now.
Right.
The key
so it doesn't affect you.
Yeah, once you're down here, you can feel the sadness, and you can just start letting it go and drain it out of the story. And the
I
story
love it.
Has no more power.
Well, and that's the thing I notice a lot when I coach singles as well, is that, I mean, listen, everyone's been broken up with, everyone's got some sad or, like, first love and all these things, but, you know, the difference, I think, and this is what I tell singles who are trying to enjoy the dating process, you know, the difference is that everyone, going back to your thing, not everyone likes everybody, but also, can you let go of that past thing, you know, just like you said, because a lot of people still hold on to the first love of their life that did this thing to them, and it's like, no, everyone's got that, but the people who are successful in the relationships and just in life are able to take that, and like you said, put it there, but the emotion's kind of gone from it, and move forward into, what's the next thing, who's the next person, what's the next adventure, oh my gosh, that thing made me better, and yeah, it sucked, or yeah, he sucks, or yeah, she sucks, but guess what, like, it's just, it all is a blessing, and I learned something from it.
You nailed it. You get good at letting go of the past, which mm-hmm. is a skill. It's a,
it
skill,
a skill
that can be developed.
Absolutely.
You will get stronger and stronger. Your life will get better and better. If you get good at repressing the past, you're going to have a miserable life.
Absolutely, because it always comes back up.
Yes.
It doesn't go away.
All right, you guys, so we're running out of time, but that is that was Brian and Dave from www.thefearlessman.com. You can follow them on Twitter at Brian Fearless, B-R-I-A-N Fearless on Twitter. And just check out everything they're doing. They do amazing workshops. I believe they said that they do a free workshop here in Los Angeles. So check out their website for their next upcoming free workshop and just check out what they do. They're really great. And like I said, where else do you learn this kind of stuff? They're really great at what they do. And we collaborate. So yay, collaboration. You guys, thanks so much for listening to. Oh, and also there's going to be video of this interview as well. So stay tuned to my website, thedatingadvicegirl.com, for more. I will see you guys next time. Thanks so much for listening. I am the Dating Advice Girl for 99.3 KCLA FM in Los Angeles. See you soon.